So when the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord. And to offer in a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. So now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. And he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him that by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was the custom the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and he praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, you have promised and you have now dismissed your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for a revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Well, the child's father and mother were marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of my hearts will be revealed, and this sword will pierce your soul too. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Peniel, and of the tribe of Asher. She was very old, and she had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage. And then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. So coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their hometown of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, and he was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. The second reading I want us to look at is from Psalms 148, page 982 in your pew Bibles, if you'd like to turn there. This was a song written. The Psalm 140, it says, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels, praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon, praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and your waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he has commanded them and they were created. He set them in place forevermore. And he gave ever and ever, and he gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds to do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, some creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on the earth, young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up from his people a horn, the praise of all his saints, of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. This is definitely the word of God for the people of God. As I thought about this, I wasn't supposed to write a sermon today, but I got to thinking about it, and I couldn't help it. When I got reading this last psalm, this Psalm 148, it's basically a hymn of praise, right? So it's consisting entirely of the duty and the responsibility of all creatures to praise God for what he has done, isn't it? The first six verses, if you really look at it, it talks about all the earthly creatures that need to praise God. And in the last, from 7 to 14, it really tells us about all the heavenly things that actually praise him. And we can see them praise him in all that they do. So in the final verse where he says, a horn, there's a horn here. He says, in verse 14, he says, as he has raised up his people, a horn, the praise of his faithful servant of Israel, the people close to his heart, praise the Lord. So if you understand the word horn, because it was a bit confusing when I first read it, it's like, what is he talking about, a horn? And of course, then my first thoughts were, I got thinking about, how did Jericho fall? What did they do? They marched around playing their horns down, didn't they? What power there was in the horn. And I thought about this, and I'm thinking it back. So back when he wrote this, he's thinking about being king, right? So a horn here, maybe it symbolizes a strong one, like a king. But then I often thought the term that associated with king is, it all has to do with strength. And it really talks about the strength of anyone. Of each and every one of us have that same strength. Because the final verse talks about his people, his chosen ones. So we need to be his horn. That's why we have this Sunday when we choose hymns and we do nothing but sing. It's our duty. It's our responsibility. And to make sure that when we leave here, we keep playing that horn. That's why he gave it to us. So today, I think it's time to blow your horn. And now what we need to be doing is really blowing our own horns because of what Christ has done for us. I asked Emily earlier too. I'm surprised she doesn't disown me. But I got thinking about that, and I got thinking about it this morning. It says, you know, I always love that song, Do You Hear What I Hear? About the wind talking and the shepherd boy. But I couldn't sing this alone. I needed somebody to back me up to sing the echo. The night went into the little land. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little land. Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ring to the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace born mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for the people everywhere, listen to what I say. A child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring on us good. And love. Do you hear what I hear? Praise God. Hey, thank you. We're going to have to not practice anymore. Yeah, maybe. Okay, time to blow your horns. You guys get to pick one.